morning, everybody. This is Frank Riccio, and this is Talking About the Law. As you know, Talking About the Law is a weekly radio program that covers cutting-edge issues in the law. As I said, my name is Frank Riccio. I'm your host this morning. The show is actually brought to you by the law offices of Frank J. Riccio. My office represents those injured by the negligence of physicians, dentists, podiatrists, chiropractors, and other healthcare professionals. My phone number is 781-380-4373, and my website is www.frankjriccio.com. I'm honored to have as my guest today Carmen Durso. Carmen is an attorney who represents those who have been injured and harmed by sexual abuse. Carmen is a member of the National Crime Victim Bar Association and is on the board of directors of the Massachusetts Citizens for Children, of which I'm actually a board member as well. He is an excellent trial attorney, and he was very, very involved in the pre-sexual abuse cases, of which he'll talk about. His website is Durso Law, that's DURSOLAW.com, and his office phone number is 617-728-9123. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Frank.
Carmen, what type of cases does your law firm handle?
Well, as you've said, it's primarily cases involving sexual abuse, and unfortunately, there's such a wide range of these cases. It's not limited to clergy cases, the ones you've mentioned, but they're virtually every kind of profession that you can imagine sexual abuse occurs in our society.
Now, Carmen, I've known you for many, many years, and I know you're a phenomenal trial attorney, and you actually go to court and you actually try cases. But you're also very actively involved in not only the Massachusetts Academy of Trial Lawyers, but also the National Crime Victim Bar Association and the Massachusetts Citizens for Children. Could you tell me something about the National Crime Victim Bar Association?
Well, Frank, the National Crime Victim Bar Association is, as the name suggests, is a group of lawyers from around the country whose practice focuses on representing victims of crime, sexual abuse. They've been involved in such things as representing people who were in the 9/11, the terrible things that happened in 9/11. They are people who've been involved in the Virginia Tech shootings. They've been involved in virtually every kind of situation in which a person has been injured because of a criminal act of another.
Now, you represent plaintiffs or patients or people who have been injured. You represent them on the civil side, correct?
Well, I do, but we obviously there's such an interaction between the crimes and the effects of the crimes that we find ourselves giving advice on occasion to people as to how they should deal with the criminal aspects. The average person who walks into my office, Frank, doesn't say to me, "I want to get $1 million. Can you sue somebody for me?" They say, "I want to do something about the person who hurt me. I want that person to be punished. I want that person to be stopped. I want to do something about that person." And it depends upon when they come to see me as to whether or not there can be a criminal prosecution or whether the only legal remedy they have available to them is a civil suit.
So in terms of your advice is not only to discuss with them the civil aspect of a case, but also to discuss the criminal aspect as well.
Well, that's right. I'm a firm believer, Frank, that particularly with regard to sexual abuse, that it's necessary as early as possible to get perpetrators into the criminal justice system, to have them prosecuted in a court, to have them put in sex offender registries, so that people are warned as to who these people are, and so they can protect their children from them.
Now, you're also actively and very actively involved with the Massachusetts Citizens for Children. And can you tell us a little bit about your involvement with that organization?
Sure. Mass Citizens for Children is one of the oldest child advocacy organizations in Massachusetts. Its purpose is to advocate for children Principally, the principal areas that they're dealing with at the present time are child abuse, child sexual abuse prevention, and bringing, educating people to prevent shaken baby syndrome, which is a serious problem in the Commonwealth and, of course, in the United States.
And how do they do that? In other words, how does Mass Citizens work to deal with these issues? What is their primary focus?
Well, the primary focus is education. It's a very sad thing to say, but what I found for years of talking to people who were abused as children, sexually abused as children, is that the first person who ever explained about sexuality was the perpetrator. It's hard to believe, but kids didn't understand what was going on because their parents had never talked to them about these things. The schools weren't educating them about these things. The perpetrator had to explain to them what was going on. We have to educate our kids. Mass Citizen for Children has a program that they've been bringing to communities to help various groups deal with these issues, to educate people about these issues, to get involved in prevention. Child sex abuse is a very, very difficult problem. It is pervasive in society. You and I were talking before, and I explained to you, the Center for Disease Control estimates that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused during their lifetime. When you start taking those figures and putting them out into the population numbers, you come out with enormous numbers of people who are sexually abused, and it is simply the largest mental health problem that we have in the United States, and probably one of the largest public health problems we have in the United States.
How costly is this problem in terms of cost financially to society, at least in the U.S.?
Well, you know, it always bothers me to have to talk about this in terms of dollars, because the real cost is in what happens to the victim, their families, and all the people that they deal with through their life and society in general. But it's estimated that the annual cost of children being sexually abused is between $124 and $585 billion. That's the one with the B. And it's no great surprise when you think about it, because the first thing that happens to most kids who are abused is their school starts to get affected, their schoolwork. Many of them don't complete school. The next thing that happens is they get in trouble with the law. They start using drugs and alcohol as a means of dealing with the abuse, to numb the pain of the abuse. Alcohol and drugs leads people into the criminal justice system, because most of the drugs are illegal, and getting money for them involves some sort of criminal activity. The relationships they get involved in are always fractured, because they've been abused by somebody who they trusted, and so they don't trust anybody, and the relationships are not good. They don't have decent work histories. They have problems with authority figures, so they have a problem with a boss telling them what to do, because they don't trust authority figures. They don't like authority figures. An authority figure is generally the person who abused them. And they end up in mental health facilities. So it goes on and on and on. And it's not surprising that it costs society and it takes away their their productivity, so you have enormous numbers of dollars involved.
And Carmen, when we come back, we're going to talk about in what situations sexual abuse occurs with children. We'll be back shortly.